Verlorene Form, Exhibition from the 24th of June 2025 to the 19th of July 2025, with the exhibitors Judith Huemer, Estefania Landesmann, Tarlan Lotfizadeh, Joanna Nencek, Baehyun Zhang. In the visual arts, Verlorene Form is used to refer to a casting mold for making a copy of an artwork. After a single use, it is no longer functional and must be destroyed. Figuratively speaking, Verlorene Form suggests dissolution, disintegrating, and thus the loss of structure, order, and security. What is left when a form deteriorates or only exists as in fragments? The artists in this exhibition see the lost form as an opportunity for re-evaluation and reflection. They are particularly interested in disappearing traces, the fields of tension generated between material, time, and perception, making something out of what is no longer tangibly whole, and investigating the zone between no longer and not yet. This can refer to objects that are no longer functional, physical bodies in the process of disintegration, fading memories, or lost truths. The works can be regarded as an examination and engagement with the traditional definitions of form, sculpture, and body, always in relation to the expanded possibilities of photography. This then leads to fragmentary, abstract, and/or poetic works that place the fragility of form and figure, memory, and identity at the center of attention. With her large format series of unique textile prints on velvet, Headquarters, Judith Huemer investigates the relationship between body, fabric, and space. Like diary entries, she sat daily on the glass plate of the scanner wearing everyday clothes and made a scan. This unusual perspective created abstract, symbolic images of folds in the textiles, tiny traces of the human body. The randomness as to how the fabric sits on the scanner and the position of the protagonist determines the temporary folds. Each image is unique and unpredictable. The work questions the regimented and automated social patterns of behavior, such as perfection, order, control, routine, as well as aesthetic ideals, which is broken by Huemer with the beauty of imperfection and ephemeral. The Headquarters series is a plea for giving space to the uncontrolled, incidental, and unnoticed, in short, the marginalia that constitute being a human. The images unfold the symbolic content of everyday situation with humor, revealing what is invisible but nevertheless registered. Quote from Ruth Horak, 2024. Estefania Landesmann uses photography to draw attention to places that raise issues of temporality, things that have become obsolete in their original function and purpose, discarded materials, outdated architectures and systems of production. In this exhibition, she is showing photos from the rubble of a sculptor's workshop on the periphery of Berlin, plaster casts and molds for monumental sculptures. After use, these are scrapped and left at the mercy of weather and time. The project uses a semi-archaeological documentation process of two visual art mediums, photography and sculpture, as the point of departure that contrasts and interweaves them to grasp the contraction of an absent image. The work is situated in a gray zone between digital and the analog and blurs the definitions of natural and artificial, mechanical and manual, real and fictitious, as well as figurative and abstract. Printed on metal, the photographs become objects where they meet the textures of the smooth industrial surface. What do we see if the final image has been removed? What is left of the negative's potential in the system that made its creation possible? Tarlan Lotfizadeh is concerned with forgetting, migration and identity. Her work, three-dimensional essay on folding memories, can be considered as an attempt of an immigrant to precisely retain and preserve as much of her homeland as possible. It began with the realization that photography alone cannot fully capture the memory and the sense of home with all its emotional depths. Lotfizadeh code the scale, form, and lighting of rooms from home using photographic paper made into three-dimensional photos and marked them so that they could be rebuilt after being unfolded. Folding up and unfolding can be understood as a metaphor for saving, hiding, and rediscovering the transformation of memory. The unfixed photo paper's natural fading also points to the attenuation of memories. For the Photogallery Wien exhibition, she developed a wall installation from photo paper with which she wishes to demonstrate the process behind three-dimensional essay on folding memories. The paper is marked so that after it is detached, folded and unfolded, it can be put together again. Lotfizadeh understands the photo paper's continuous change of color as an ongoing photograph that captures a memory of the public's presence in the room. In her series Shut the Door, Joanna Nancek employs discarded glass doors as huge negatives to make photograms in a darkened room by placing the huge objects aligned horizontally on prepared photo paper and exposed by a short burst of light from a lamp. After development in a color laboratory, the rectangular plate of glass can be seen in the red or ochre monochrome images with characteristic round holes at the edges. However, without the associated hinges or door handles, the function of the subjects emerges only after a second glance. In fact, the contours of the reductive form and the haptic qualities of the product surface are what is foregrounded. Even though the source materials, glass door and photographic paper, are standard industrial sizes, it is remarkable how a certain alienation effect comes into play. Because of the uneven distribution of light during the exposure, the object and its immediate surroundings in the color photogram each exhibit their own shading and brightness gradient that ranges from soft to dramatic. So, despite being the same size, there is no danger of mistaking the photograph and what is photographed. Quote from Dorothea Fink. Since 2018, Baihan Zhang has been investigating the histories of the Chinese artifacts circulating in the US American museums and initiated the 11,565 kilometers project. The latter is presented as an imaginary exhibition of artifacts, a visual archive based on the medium of photography, tracing the provenance of artifacts and their reproduction, collecting images and historical research. The film, 11,565 kilometers project, follows the travels of a cultural artifact, object 40354, the fragment of a coffin from the province of Shandong in China to the Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology of the University of Pennsylvania, USA. Based on historical photographs that document the colonial activities of Germany and Japan in Shandong, Zhang has reconstructed the path of the artifact from excavation to museum. The work is based on the proposition that because the artifacts were removed from their place of origin and placed in cross-cultural museum systems, their provenance, context, and history has been distorted and concealed. Zhang critically interrogates cultural hierarchies and attempts to reconstruct lost truth about the artifacts. Exhibition text by Petra Noll-Hammerstiel.